This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Colorado's new congressional election map goes to court this week. The state Supreme Court justices will consider whether the new district lines meet state constitutional requirements. CPR's Megan Verlee reports several Latino advocacy groups argue they don't.
The group argued in brief submitted to the court that the map dilutes Latino voting power. They point to the new 8th district, which would be almost 40% Latino. But Tonette Salazar with the group Claro says white voters who historically support different candidates would drown out Latino votes.
When we talk about communities of interest and keeping Latinos together, that is just one part of the equation. The other part is, what is the rest of the voting population that you're combining with them?
Many of the other briefs challenging the new map were filed by organizations that tend to align with Democrats. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
More than 1,800 flights from Southwest Airlines were canceled over the weekend, and at least 240 cancellations affected flights in and out of Denver. Paolo Chalceda has more.
According to flight tracking website FlightAware, 145 Southwest flights were canceled on Sunday, and 102 were canceled on Saturday. The company said on Facebook the cancellations were a result of air traffic control issues and disruptive weather. Other major airliners, like American and Spirit, saw several dozen of their own flights canceled over the weekend. I'm Paolo Chalceda, CPR News.
Find more at CPR.org. Fort Collins is at 47 degrees and fair at the moment. Today it'll be sunny and then breezy. The high today in Fort Collins will be 67 degrees. Meanwhile, Denver is at 52 and fair. Lots of sunshine expected today with a high of 70 this afternoon. Colorado Springs is at 54 with a high of 64.